ahead March 15th. I was able to convince Kate to come back and do an Irish show again. She did a great show last year, brought in a bunch of folks, and it was just fabulous. Wonderful. Well, this is Tom Smith. He's also featuring at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic on December 7th with his daughter, Mally. And some of you know Mally Smith, very, very talented young woman. And Tom is a wonderful songwriter and folk performer and poet and a great human being. Please welcome Tom Smith.
Thank you. Very kind words. Ira, if you could mix the mic in a little bit more than the other, I like the warmer acoustic sound. Speaking of my daughter, Mally Smith, we have an interesting Saturday coming up. Over the last 6 months, both she and I have won the open mic challenge at the Lizard Lounge. And so this Saturday, we're in what's called the main event, where it's a head-to-head challenge back and forth. There are about 24 of us going head-to-head. Hopefully I won't be matched up against her because I know who will win. Okay, so some of you know that I put out a monthly folk music blog at tomsmithmusic.com, and I like to attach a new song. So this is a song I just wrote last month. It was inspired by the death of Sandy Payton. If you know Sandy Payton, co-founder of Folk Legacy Records. And shortly after that, I learned of the death of Mike Seeger, and it brought to mind a lot of the old folk singers. And so I imagined a time when there were no more folk singers. This is called The Last Folk Singer. It's about an encounter between a young musician and an old man. Rumors persisted that there was one more folk singer. So if this turns out all right, this will be in my blog this month. On my way home after playing the show, driving alone, I crashed in the snow and climbed from the car. Thanked God that I could. My electric guitar lay crushed where I stood. I didn't know then, but that was a sign. Was it fate, an omen, luck or design? For I met an old man. He stood at his door. He gave me his hand. I took so much more. I sat by his fire. He went to the hall, took down his guitar that hung on the wall. He sang of the past like a saint to a sinner. I knew that this must be the last folk singer. The magic was plain. It was wrapped in his song. I can't explain, but his eyes sang along to his songs about sailors, farmers and such, mill workers and tailors. I swear I could touch their calluses, sores, the sweat on their brows as they pulled on their oars, pushed on their true that my plow has a different name. As I push on it now, I sweat just the same. When our eyes met, I knew he could see I was in debt. His songs were in me, songs that will last in my soul. They will linger as they live in the soul of the last folk singer. He sang of the future, of peace, love, and light. We can get there if we just sing it right. To a world that is waking to the words and the chords of his songs for the making of plowshares from swords. The thought came along, what will become of all of his songs when the old man is gone? For nothing I've made ever brought my heart wings like those songs that he played on six humble strings. I awoke the next day, the old man had died. His sad guitar lay right there by his side, seeming to ask for the touch of his finger and the sound of the voice of the lad. Found a note tucked under the strings with words that he wrote. A new bell must ring. I pass my guitar. It's the bell. You're the ringer. Ring on. It's the hope of the lad.
One more hand for Tom Smith.